This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Now, if you would look back, guys, in the past 20 years, think of all the things that happened to you that you didn't see coming. I mean, hopefully, you know, some unexpected blessings. That would be so nice. But then maybe we had some obstacles we had to overcome. But either way, there were some big unknowns in your past, and they are going to continue in the future. Jeff, what are some of the big unknowns in retirement?
Well, Luann, definitely the biggest unknown is how long are we going to live?
Right? Yeah, I mean, we don't know that answer.
Yeah. And I think all of us could put together our perfect spending of our money plan if we knew our checkout date. But there's nobody out there that wants to know that.
No.
Because that person that gets 5 years and that person that gets it 25 years, what a big difference that is.
Right.
The other thing is health. You know, as we get older, our health actually gets worse. It's amazing how that happens. But we don't know, you know, the cost of our health. Plus, we don't also know when we're, you know, going to slow down. So as far as travel and doing things, performance of the market, you know, who knows what this market is going to do? If your money's tied up into the market and you're depending upon this market to survive in retirement, that is a big unknown. And then here's one of the ones that I think a lot of people really don't look at. Taxes. What are taxes going to be in the future? You know, those are one of the things that we pay a lot of attention to at Monolith Financial Group. Now, we're not CPAs, but we will work with your tax professionals and help build your plan around what taxes are today and what taxes can be in the future. And those are four big topics that have to be part of everybody's plan. You have to put in the what ifs if something goes wrong with, you know, a spouse dying, someone's health, the markets crash, or something happens to the markets, and if taxes go way up. I mean, everybody's going to be better off if taxes go way down, I would say, right?
Yes.
So what we're really trying to do is protect if taxes go up.
Right. So many unknowns. And like you said, we have a plan for that. If this happens, then we do this. So like Jeff said, Camille, longevity, that's the first unknown, right? We have no idea, you know, how long we're going to live in retirement. How do you help people understand or feel comfortable that they've saved enough?
Well, I love this one because it always cracks me up. I get people coming into the office and we talk about longevity and I show them how we put together our plan, not knowing their checkout date, right? And it's so funny because I'll be like, okay, so if you live to be 100, and they go, oh no, I'm not living to be 100. They're like, okay, I'm going to live to 87 and that's it. Like that's when I'm gone. And it always makes me laugh because people have these numbers in their head.
Yeah.
And I go, okay. I was like, well, then we're at least going to plan for that. But what if you don't? Is it okay if we plan for a little bit longer? Would that be okay? And they're like, yeah, okay, I guess. But, you know, it's always about you need to have, I mean, it's almost like beating a stick of just saying you need a plan. But it's important because we have to look at, you know, how will inflation affect how long your money lasts? If you're retiring at 62 years old and you live to be age 100, let's just say, well, that's a lot of inflation we need to account for. We need to look at how taxes are going to affect what's spendable in your retirement. So there's so many factors to look at, and that's where a plan really can help discover how long your money is going to last, what rate of return you really need in retirement. And it's one of the areas we have our clients do an expense plan. And we say, you know, write down all of your expenses and then also dream a little bit and put those dream expenses. If you do want to travel, if you want to buy, you know, a second house or you're planning on moving out of state, we want to put all those things in. So that way, when we are cutting your path for retirement, it's a little bit clearer on how things may end up for you. It's not a plan that works for everyone, but you need to have a plan to understand how will your monies continue over your lifetime, regardless of your checkout date? Because we don't know.
So, Jeff, why don't you take us through some of the tools we could use to help stretch our money?
Well, or stretch it or just kind of guarantee.
People
love guaranteed income, right? And so one of the places is people that have pensions. They love looking into their savings account or their checking account and seeing it gets filled up every year. Well, something like an annuity is, and I know that could be a four-letter word.
You said it.
You said the A word. But annuities were made to give people lifetime income. And it's backed by the claims paying ability of the insurance companies. And so these are all things that we look at for our clients and then find out, okay, what can we get as a rate of return? And we look at it as a rate of return of your money, right? Mm-hmm. So it's basically if you put in $100 and you get $8 back for the rest of your life, well, that's a 8% return, but you may end up with no money left, but you're still getting that pension. And it's the same thing with a lot of pensions. If you die too soon, that pension money's gone unless maybe you have left it to your spouse. But in most cases, that money is gone. Well, in our case, a lot of times if you die too soon, whatever's left over in that account still gets passed on to your heirs. So it's really about planning on spending your money. And one of the big things we talk about is IRA accounts. Those are the most taxable accounts, right? Because your IRA, other than a Roth IRA,
right,
but your traditional IRAs are 100% taxable when you go to spend that money. And so why would you want to pass on something like that to maybe your kids that now is going to be 100% taxable to them for the rest of their lives, you know, or as long as they get to spend it, which has been cut down now because in most cases, IRA money has to be spent other than your spouse if it's left to one of your kids over a 10-year period of time. Used to be they could spend it over their lifetime, but again, rules change. And as they change, you have to have an advisor that will reevaluate it and look at how can we better put your plan in place for you.
So here's the phone number. We say this every week because we are giving you the opportunity to go in and see Jeff and Camille. Talk about your own plan and how you can make sure you're going to have enough money to withdraw from later in retirement. 916-367-6430. That is the number to call. You can also text that number. Put in the word schedule to get on their calendar. They would love to guide you with your retirement. Like they're saying, you know, everybody's plan is different. We do ask that you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement just because they go into some intensive planning and it can be rough if you don't have that much. But they have helped people who have quite a bit more than that, but that's the minimum. I want to give you the website too. It is monolithfinancial.com. There's some great guides there as well. And thank you for joining us. This is the Monolith Money Show. I'm Luann Fulmer. All right. So, Camille, we always talk about this number that Fidelity tells us the average retiring couple is going to spend after taxes on health care and retirement, and that's $315,000 in retirement. Sounds a little overwhelming, not even including long-term care. So how do we plan for that?
Well, once again, that's part of what goes into your expense plan with us. You know, I think that is an area that so many people or advisors I've seen have looked over because a lot of times they're not getting paid anything extra to look at that piece. So we're always going to put into your plan, you know, are you going to take a Medicare supplement when you're able to go on Medicare? Are you going to be on an Advantage plan? What's that going to cost you? What's your average drug cost going to be? Then a big thing that we look at too is long-term care. That's a big area that we always want to have a conversation with someone because I had this couple and they lived over here in California, but their kids all lived on the East Coast and neither one ever planned to move to either coast. But the couple was like, oh, our kids are going to take care of us. And I was like, but you said they weren't going to move. Tell me more on how this is going to work. And they kind of went, huh, I guess it's not. So a lot of times it's just having these conversations and going, okay, is it okay if we maybe explore some options for you? And there's some options where you don't even need to qualify, like in a normal life insurance or long-term care standalone policy. You don't have to go through that underwriting if maybe you have some health issues, and you can actually help get more money out of your plan to help with those long-term care expenses. So number one, we need to have these conversations of, is healthcare part of your plan? And have we talked about long-term care? If we haven't, can we go ahead and explore what may work for you? So that's part of it. It gives that little extra sense of easiness when you're going into retirement, knowing I've already answered some of these tougher questions in our retirement plan. And that's what the Monolith Money Map does, is we put all of your numbers together and all of your wants in retirement to make sure that it has a cohesive, holistic plan so that you can enter or continue in retirement with a little bit more comfort and some confidence, knowing that you've got a solid plan to help you get through retirement and you've got a wonderful team helping you and making sure that your retirement continues to work over the years. Give us a call, 916-367-6430. We are so excited to help each and every one of you listening to make sure you have a wonderful retirement. But it all starts with picking up the phone or texting the word schedule to 916-367-6430.
Hey, we're so glad to have you along with us today. I'm Luann Fulmer here with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield. They are a father-daughter legacy team, and they are here to meet your financial needs in retirement to show you how your money can work for you in retirement. Now, it is impossible to predict whether the markets are going to be up or down or even sideways when we get into retirement. And that's kind of scary. That's one of the big unknowns that we're going to face, aren't we, Camille?
Yeah. And it's always one of these questions that, you know, I kind of joke, no one has a crystal ball.
Yeah.
And if they did have all the answers, do you really think that they would be an advisor or whatever position they're in, right? If they knew everything. And so that's really why we don't focus on, hey, I can get you 1% more or anything like that. What we're doing is we say, how does everything fit together in your plan so that you understand what rate of return do you need to get in retirement? Because once you know what your plan needs, it's so much easier to make these decisions. It's kind of like being given a recipe. If you know what you're making, it's so much easier to grab the proper ingredients, right? I always make a joke that if you tell me that we're making red velvet cupcakes, I probably shouldn't go and hand you blueberries to make these, you know?
Right.
But the biggest thing is we spend a lot of time putting together these plans, and this is an example of some people that I've worked with, so it's not for everyone and it works the same way every time. But one of the things that I do is I put everything together and then we look and say, okay, with no rate of return on your monies, what do you need to make? And there's some people that it was less than even 1%.
Really?
But they were taking as much risk as the S&P, and I went, this is really all you need to make, because they had really good income coming in. They had that guaranteed income. They had their expenses under control. We added inflation, taxes, all that. And that's all they really needed to make. So I went, do you think that that's an achievable rate of return? And they went, well, yeah. And I go, well, if that's all we need to get, would it be okay if maybe we took a lot of your funds off of that crazy roller coaster ride, or I'll refer sometimes to the stock market as the largest legal gambling system out there, the casino floor, and just taking some of it off so it's not all at risk. And, you know, not to say that you're not going to have phenomenal years, but when you have maybe those bad years, you're not hit as heavy. Because for somebody like the person I was referring to earlier that only needed 1%, well, just right there, you know, great markets are going to be fantastic, but that's not really what could change her retirement. It's those bad markets. If she lost half of it, If she lost 30% of her monies and she was pulling out, well, then maybe her retirement would look a little bit different because there was too much risk that we didn't need to take. So it's all about understanding, what does your plan need in order to help make it succeed? And then how do we achieve that and take you maybe off of the roller coaster and put you maybe on the kiddie rides for a little bit, right? You know, and just because you're in a certain portfolio right now doesn't mean you have to stick in that portfolio and never make changes. So going over those and really saying, we're not here to time the market, but what we will do is we'll find a portfolio that works within your risk tolerance, what you're comfortable with, and make sure that we're constantly fitting that in. So we're not taking your monies and putting it at a risk that's uncomfortable for you or that your retirement plan really maybe couldn't survive or last through, right? So once again, it's about understanding what works for you. That's the key main word, is you and your plan.
Okay. And, you know, like Camille said, when things get rocky, you know, we get a little emotional about our money, and it's time in the market. It's not timing the market. Jeff and Camille can help you understand all of this. This is why they do this show. Here's the phone number. Put this in your phone, 916-367-6430. They would love to guide you about your own questions. If you need to find out what your risk tolerance is, you can certainly go in and talk to them because they will help you with all things retirement. Again, text the word schedule if you would like, or give them a call, 916-367-6430. You could even go in for a 15-minute phone call. You know, you just might increase your income in retirement too by going in to see them. So definitely do this. Also, check out their website, monolithfinancial.com. And you're listening to the Monolith Money Show with Father Daughter Legacy Team, Jeff and Camille, and I'm Luann Fulmer. Here's another thing, Jeff, another unknown. We don't know what tax policy is going to be in place in retirement. So that's got to be a tough one. What can we be doing now to plan for those taxes in the future?
Well, the ideal thing, Luann, would be, how can we plan for zero taxes?
Yeah, right? That'd be ideal.
I don't know anybody out there that wouldn't love to pay zero in their taxes, but it's challenging, especially when you have things like IRA money, because it's 100% taxable. If it's not a Roth IRA, it's also, what about pensions? Pensions are generally all taxable. So we have all these great income sources, right? But they're taxable. So one of the things that we talk about to our clients is bumping your head on the tax bracket. What a lot of people don't understand when it comes to taxes is, let's say I'm going to make this up, this is not a true tax bracket, but just for illustrations, is if you get to $50,000 of income and your tax bracket for federal is 12. Well, if you have $54,000 in taxable income, only the $4,000 difference is now taxed at a 22% tax bracket. So a lot of people get scared. They think, oh my gosh, I don't want to go into the next tax bracket because now all my money is going to be taxed at that new tax bracket. It's not. It ratchets up as you go along. So much is at 10, then it's at 12. But it goes from 12 to 22%.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty big hike there, right? Mm-hmm. But the next one goes from 22 to 24. That's only 2% more. And that's an area for, I'll just say, people that have done well in retirement or have done well with pensions and things like that, that they may be bumping their head around there. And there's a large sum of money in between 22 and 24 that we look at doing conversions from IRAs to Roths. Now, there's a lot more that goes into it. So you really have to sit down with a CPA, a tax person. You really have to understand, is it going to affect your cost of Medicare if you're on Medicare? Because there's something called IRMA that you make over a certain dollar amount, and all of a sudden you're paying more for your Medicare costs. All these things come into play when you look at this, and it's something that when you have a plan, you sit down with your financial advisor, sit down with your CPA, your tax person, and you decide, where am I and how can I maximize and take advantage of where taxes are today. Because again, we have a period of time where taxes supposedly will stay the same until about 2026, when it now says, okay, it's a sunset clause and we're going to go back to what they were back in, what was it, 2017. Mm-hmm. So we really want to sit and plan for it over the next few years. There's nothing to say that they can't change the taxes in the next couple of weeks or next couple of years. It's just one of those things. They changed them in 2018, right? So could they change them next week? Yes, they can.
Yeah.
So really, you should be working on what tax advantages you could take care of today. So many people we talk to, they don't even begin to think about that. I believe you should be doing tax planning, not just tax preparing. Mm-hmm. And the difference is throughout the year, you're planning on what your tax bracket, your tax rates, what you're going to be paying in taxes are, opposed to after the end of the year, you hand over a bunch of information and say, tell me what I owe in taxes. It just makes more sense to plan it out throughout the year. Give us a call. We're not CPAs, but we'll work with your CPA. Give us a call today. We want to work with you on a written plan that is for you or you and your spouse, for your family. It's about having a plan in place that you can go out and enjoy your retirement and not look in the rearview mirror going, okay, what did I just do? Am I going to be in trouble going forward? I have a plan. I can sit down with Camille. I can sit down with Jeff. I can sit down with the two of them, and I can go ahead and say, okay, how am I going to be next year? What are we going to do going forward? It's having that retirement plan that is yours, and it's personally yours. Call us now, 916-367-6430. We can't wait to talk to you. We'll basically, the first call, 15 minutes, let's see what we can do to help you out. It'll be the best call you make this year or next year. Can't wait to talk to you.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.